A Big Dose of Lucky by Martha Jocelyn. Narrated by Kelly Pruner. Published by Orca Book Publishers.
In early June 1964, the benevolent home for necessitous girls burns to the ground, and its vulnerable residents are thrust out into the world. The orphans, who know no other home, find their lives changed in an instant. Arrangements are made for the youngest residents, but the seven oldest girls are sent on their way with little more than a clue or two to their pasts and the hope of learning about the families they have never known. On their own for the first time in their lives, they are about to experience the world in ways they never imagined.
Chapter 1. It begins with the fire. Or maybe a few hours earlier, when I walk into town on a Saturday afternoon to buy, you know, girl products. I don't go shopping by myself too often. Usually I'm with one of the other girls from the home, Tony or Betty or my roommate, Katie, or Sarah sometimes. I follow along and they don't mind, even if I'm the one people notice. I'm the dark one or the little darky. Or the colored girl. I'm not saying there's anything especially special to know about me, but still, I have a name. People in town don't give a hoot about our names or who our parents might have been other than dead. They feel sorry for us, because of the dead part. But otherwise, we're part of who they are. Like at Green's Bakery when Mrs. Green puts an extra cookie in the bag and says real loud, "And here's another treat for good luck."